man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Up here in North Dakota, this is James Kelso, your host, on the final installment here of the Monday through Friday Trump Phenomenon Show. We won't be coming back next week, Monday, so get set for some other programming then. But we will be with you, and we hope you will all join us on Sunday. The Sunday show is continuing from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Time. The Trump Phenomenon with your old familiar host, Kelso, right here. And we'll keep doing exactly the same thing we've been doing for years, which is recognizing the greatest... Who was it that said it yesterday? The greatest president in American history. Anyway, we talked about it yesterday on the show. Somebody else got it. And so we'll be doing the same thing on Sundays from 4 to 6 p.m. And I'm very proud of that, by the way, folks. There are a number of people who, you know, I would use the phrase got it about Trump, how real he is. He is the real deal. And how important he is to all of us in the future of our country, our descendants, you name it. So I'm very proud of all you folks in the audience of this show who, you know, you've continued to listen to the show. Most of you agree with the conclusions that we've come to on this show. But the major conclusion is that Donald Trump is he's the greatest. He is the greatest man out there today. I go further. I say he's the greatest man, the greatest president in American history. And I go further. I might just say he's the greatest historical figure in history. He's meant more to our people than any other person. So you can take that as far as you want. You know, you can pick whichever you want. Greatest in history, greatest in American history, greatest president, greatest alive at this time, greatest in your memory and mine. Pick whichever one of those you can handle, but he's great. That's what this show has been saying all along, unstintingly, without interruption, and I'm very proud of that. And I've dropped all the other stuff I was doing, any other political activity I had, any other group or activity that I was ever involved with. I've dropped all of those because they are just dust in the wind. That's a good song for the for that theme. They are, was it Kansas that wrote that great song, Dust in the Wind? All they are is dust in the wind. But Donald Trump is not. Donald Trump is the real deal. And if we can, what he did yesterday with his social media summit, we'll play a little of that audio tonight. I count in his tweeting today, talk about social media. Oh, well, first of all, let's give the date here. This is July 12th, 2019, and this is the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. Our schedule is changing. We will be doing only the Sunday show from 2 hours, which is plenty of time, 2 hours, to really talk about Donald Trump, 4 to 6 p.m. every Sunday. And I'll try to give you the best of Trump for that week, the preceding week, and for that day. So we'll have a lot of fun doing that. So tune into the show. If you want to reach me personally, you've always got my phone number available, 701-317-5317. And if a female voice answers the phone, that's my daughter. Or if she doesn't answer, call back. I will eventually, at some point during the day, regain custody of my phone, and I can answer your call. But I'm not willing to buy her a phone yet. So I have to cough up my phone for part of the day. I don't know, maybe some of you have had the same experience, but teenage girls have to have phones. And so for a few hours every day, I lose my phone. Anyway, let's dive into the great, that what yesterday was great, today was great, the stock market was great, everything just kind of zooming off the charts. 27,000 on the Dow. I don't know what it did today. What did it do today? I don't know. But the that social media summit was such a great event. And what Trump is doing, this is a theme that, I'm very proud of this. We caught it immediately on the primary campaign trail when Donald Trump said, this isn't just a campaign, it's a movement. We caught that. And that was what he was doing yesterday in building the social media summit. He's putting together all of the really great warriors in the Patriot media, bringing them together and getting them to, I'm sure that was that meeting that he held yesterday in the East Room of the White House was the first time many of them saw each other face to face. And they, I'm sure a tremendous amount of bonding and networking occurred. A lot of cards were exchanged and phone numbers. So what he was creating right there, Donald Trump, is creating a real Patriot media network movement. And so you heard really great people like Sebastian Gorka and and I'll play some of those people who were heard yesterday at the social media summit. Josh Hawley, the new senator from Missouri, I think he's only 39 years old. Boy, is he great. And he spoke. Let's see if I can find his. Oh, well, again, speaking of social media, I count 49 tweets by the president today. And the day is young. He probably hasn't even broken into his kick, as they say in track. I don't think Trump has even started his kick yet, ending the day, ending the event. So I don't know how many tweets he's going to have today. But it's wonderful. He tweets all over the place. You can make an entire day. You could spend all the time you've got during a day for news, unless you have the entire day. You could simply go through Donald Trump's tweets, click the links, listen to the video links that he gives you, and there's your best news reportage available. It's as good as Breitbart. And I don't know who's helping. I don't. Maybe he's doing it all by himself. Probably. It's kind of impossible, hard to imagine. He mentioned a guy, Dan Scavino, of whom I was unaware prior to his mentioning him yesterday, but he's an IT guy working with him. He's been working with him for years. He's probably got a little circle of people around him who help put together these, not the text of his tweets, that's all Trump, but the links to good videos and the retweeting, the links to other people's tweets. He's probably got a little nucleus of brilliant people around him helping him do that. But 49 tweets in one day. Let's go down here. Let's look at a tweet. His most recent tweet. Well, you don't, unless you've refreshed your screen, don't think you've got the most recent tweet. Here it is, 2 hours ago, the Dow, the S&P 500 and NASDAQ all closed this week at new record highs. Here I see, I'm looking at the Dow Industrials up almost 1% today at 27,331. The S&P 500 over 3,000, the NASDAQ over 8,000. I mean, folks, you know, a lot of people in the Patriot community who before Trump, that's BT, AT is after Trump. Right now we're in DT, during Trump. But in the before Trump years, there were many people who were saying, get your cabin, get out in the woods, get your gold, get your silver, get your guns, get your survival foods. And it's all going to go to hell in a handcart. Whatever you do, don't mess with the general economy, it's all going to go into the toilet. Things like the stock market, look out, it's going into the toilet. It's all a big bubble. It's all going to burst. Well, then along comes Donald Trump. And you know who's made the most money in the last 3 years? It's the people who actually just had vanilla investments in the stock market. People with just plain old, ordinary, run-of-the-mill stocks, completely unglamorous, not speculative in any way, just solid American companies. People have doubled their money in 2 years. It's amazing. And I mean, it's kind of humiliating, really, or humbling. Humbling, to people who are saying everything's going to go into the toilet, and meanwhile, your neighbor who believed in that Donald Trump could do what he said he was going to do made a lot of money just by investing in America. So anyway, that's that tweet there. Let's see, what's another some other good tweets here. Donald Trump went to Wisconsin, and that's going to be, you know, this guy is such a fighter. He's fighting for Minnesota. He's fighting for Wisconsin. He's fighting for Pennsylvania. These are the states he's going to have to win in 2020. Of course it's going to be close again. Of course it's going to be a damn near a miracle for him to win again. Not because, you know, it's not going to be, there's no doubt Patriots support Donald Trump. There's no doubt that he will sweep through the patriot community. The problem is there aren't enough of us patriots. There's this whole other population within our country. And that's one of the questions that Donald Trump's addressed in the last 48 hours, which is how many non-citizens are in America? And by the way, if you think those non-citizens don't vote, hey, guess again. They do. And the demon rats help them to vote. The demon rats, you know, when they're manning the polling places and so on, they know that person there is not a citizen and shouldn't be voting, and they let them vote. And they give them voter ID when they know that the person should not have voter ID. The sanctuary states let these people vote. They register them to vote. So Donald Trump is, you know, this question of asking on the census, you know, how many times has the question, are you a citizen of the United States, been asked on the U.S. Census? Is this a controversial question? Is this a Donald Trump asking an impermissible question? Folks, it's been on every U.S. Census. I don't know that it's been every single one, but dozens of U.S. censuses going back for the whole history of the country. There are more censuses with that question on it than without. Might only be a handful that omit that question, probably by inadvertence. That's a standard question on the census. Are you a citizen of the United States? Go back and look at the censuses. After a certain number of years, they go into the public record so that your ancestors' census answers, the actual photocopies of their answers, are on the internet. So you can find out what your great-great-great-grandfather in Ohio, on his farm, how many pigs he had, what kind of farm he had, what was his crop value, who lived in the house with him, were there any renters, what was his profession, what was the profession of people living with him. You know, there was a great detail in the American census. And go back and look at those censuses. They're handwritten in beautiful longhand. Beautiful penmanship. Census takers went out with, you know, log books and recorded that information. And that included the question, are you a U.S. citizen? So Donald Trump denied this. Now, this is an interesting bit of news. John Roberts, boy, the rhino phenomenon again. A Republican in name only, John Roberts, Chief Justice, sad to say, of the Supreme Court, with the departure of Kennedy, who was thought to be the swing vote for years, it was thought that Roberts was part of the conservative camp, that he could be counted on for a conservative vote. But with Kennedy's departure, Roberts, and the arrival of Trump, John Roberts revealed himself to be a snake, a rat. And when Donald Trump had Obamacare on the ropes, Obamacare would have gone down, except for two rats and rhinos. John McCain in the Senate, whose single vote defeated the effort to take apart Obamacare, and John Roberts, whose single vote did likewise on the Supreme Court. Two rats, two Paul Ryan types. And I mentioned Paul Ryan because the president mentioned Paul Ryan in the last 24 hours. Ryan apparently has published some kind of a book, is spouting his mouth off, being self-righteous about himself. And Donald Trump let him have it right in the kisser by saying that Ryan was a flop, a wimp, a weakling, a complete failure as the leader, the Republican leader in the House, Speaker. So John Roberts has now taken this role. And on the census question, Roberts again, by a 5-4 vote that Obamacare survived the Supreme Court, 5-4 vote that did not allow the president to just put the question on the census, are you a citizen? Come on, Roberts, you twerp. You dope. I don't give a rat's ass what your constitutional, what your legalistic, lawyeristic BS argument is. You know what's going on here. The president and the people want to know who's a citizen, you rat. And you get out of your black robe BS. You're gonna come up with some legalistic reason to get it all tangled up why this can't happen. That's nonsense. That's lawfare. That guy doesn't belong on the Supreme Court. Certainly doesn't have any reason to be Chief Justice John Roberts. What a twerp. Let's see if he can straighten out. We've got four patriots on the Supreme Court. We should get another one. President Trump should get a chance to appoint one, making John Roberts' treason immaterial. Roberts can do all the voting he wants with a minority of four left-wingers and rhinos. He would be the only rhino in the group. The rest of them are just communists. Sotomayor and the rest of them. Anyway, now the genius of Donald Trump. Why you're right to believe in the man? He comes up with a brilliant, you know, you stop him and you think you got him stopped. And the counterpuncher Donald Trump comes up with a new angle. He realized that, damn it, the census isn't the best way to find out who the citizens are. How many people do you think are going to answer truthfully, I'm not a citizen? How many people are going to answer? How many of these people, none of whom obey the law, I mean, everything about them is ipso facto a violation of the law. They came in as illegal people, illegales. They've been violating the law every second they've been here, ever since they violated our border. They get phony ID. They lie to get their driver's licenses. They lie to get multiple welfare accounts. They lie about who their children are. Everything about them is illegal and false and phony. So why are they all of a sudden going to become scrupulously honest when they answer the census? They're not. They're not. So Donald Trump comes up with a realization, which we'll get onto right after this break.
Let's make a Ford and a Chevy. It'll still last 10 years like the show. Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is...
And let me play something for you from the social media summit yesterday. This just gives you a taste of how important this event organized by Donald Trump and all this stuff, by the way. Again, you know, do I sound like a Donald Trump groupie? Yes, I am. I hope I sound like a Donald Trump groupie. And is there anything wrong with that? No, there isn't. I mean, if you pick somebody you want to be a groupie for, you know, there's nothing inherently wrong with being a groupie. And I like the idea. I'm proud of the idea of being the groupie for the best man we've got, the guy who's done the most for all of us. Yeah, that's the guy I'm rooting for. You bet. In that vein, let me say that this event, the social media social media summit, that's a name that'll reverberate down through the ages, because what Donald Trump just did, this all comes out of his mind. There isn't somebody else. There's no, this is where Steve Bannon went wrong on the early days of the Trump administration, is that Steve Bannon let the media pitch him as being the brain of the Trump administration rather than Donald Trump. And that was wrong. Bannon should have shut that down immediately. He should have realized that the media was setting, or the fake news media was setting him up to destroy him and also to hurt the Trump administration by driving a wedge between Trump and Bannon. And Trump said it when they were touting Bannon as the brains of the administration. Trump made it clear, I'm the brains. I'm the brains. Thank you very much. My brain works very well. And that's proved to be true. These great ideas like the social media summit, they've come out of Donald Trump's incredible mind. And so what he's done here, he's organized people. Now, let me listen. Here's Josh Hawley, a man who's a senator from Missouri because of Donald Trump. He's only 39 years old. He didn't have much political experience. I think he was attorney general of Missouri, something like that. Went to Rockhurst High School just down the street from where I lived. I used to live across the street, actually, from Rockhurst College, which used to be affiliated with Rockhurst High School, which makes me think that Josh Hawley must be a good Catholic boy, going to that school. And but listen to Josh Hawley at the social media summit. Donald Trump found this guy, built this guy up, and look what we've got.
Can we just give another round of applause to the President of the United States for his leadership on this issue? You know, the media says, the establishment media, the fake media, they say, oh, there's no censorship in social media. That's all made up. That's all fake. You and I know that that's not true. You and I know the truth is that the social media giants would love to shut us down. They would love to shut us up. They would love to shut him up more than anything else, and we can't let them. And that's why we need to step up now, and I think we need to say to them, here's the deal. Google, Facebook, Twitter, they've gotten these special deals from government. They've gotten a special giveaway from government. They're treated unlike anybody else. If they want to keep their special deal, here's the bargain. They have to quit discriminating against conservatives. You agree with that? No more. No more discrimination. It's that simple. That's all we're asking for. They ought to abide by the same principles of free speech and the First Amendment that this country embraces, that we love and call our own. And I don't think it's too much to ask for these huge tech platforms who've gotten rich off of our information, right? Off of our data, off of everything we've given them. They've gotten rich off of it. They've gotten rich off their special privileges from government. They want to keep those. They shouldn't discriminate. They shouldn't censor. They shouldn't shut us down. I want to thank the president again for his incredible leadership. Thank you for allowing me to be here. Thank you, Mr. President, for all that you do.
And, you know, Josh is doing right now, he's doing some very important legislation because we have to do something about what's happening.
First of all.
And that's true. Josh Hawley is somebody that Trump found, Trump built up. Trump's got him as a U.S. senator. Trump has taken over the Republican, not fully. John Roberts is a good example of that. There are still rhinos. There are still Paul Ryans. In the Republican milieu, pardon the French, and Trump has got to, but Trump has built the base, the movement, the core within the Republic. And this was very smart too. Third party politics, it turns out, is a loser. The answer is within the only other choice, the only patriot option, which is the Republican Party. That's where the chance to win is, and that's what part of the Trump phenomenon, part of what this show has been about, and we'll continue to teach it on Sundays. We'll continue to listen to the teacher himself, Donald Trump. He's teaching us how to win. It really matters whether you win or not. There really is no substitute for victory. Being right, I don't know. Maybe it would make your mother happy, but you're not going to survive, you know. You're right, but you're dead. You got to win. You must win. Was it MacArthur that said there's in war there's no substitute for victory? Yeah, because what's the alternative? Death. We'll be right back after this break, and we'll take a call from Dr. Kelly. See you in a moment.
Through the dust and the smoke of this man-made hell walked a giant of a man that the miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John. Big John.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Thank you. Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us.
Hey, we're back, folks.
And
in just a minute, we're going to go to Dr. Kelly and then Richard in Austin. But let me give you a little another gem that came out of the social media summit. This was a couple gems, actually. This was a special gem. Sebastian Gorka. Now, recollect what you can about Sebastian Gorka. This is a great, great man, a great patriot, a brilliant man. His parents were Hungarians who fled after Hungary, after the Soviet, the Hungarian uprising of 1956 and the suppression of that by the Soviet Bolsheviks. He was born, let's see, his parents did that. He was born in London. And to his Hungarian parents. He's now a naturalized American citizen. And he was very important to Donald Trump. Let's go here. In January of 2017, Gorka was appointed deputy assistant to the president and strategist in the Trump White House. On August 25th, so that's like 8 months later, 2017, Gorka's White House tenure ended 1 week after Steve Bannon's departure. So these two things were linked. And that was, you know, that was a bump in the road for us patriots. We like Steve Bannon. We like Sebastian Gorka. So their departure, their arrival in the Trump entourage was a hallelujah moment. Their departure was a groan for us. But now, what happened yesterday at the social media summit? Donald Trump, just from the podium, all on his own, extemporaneously, as he operates, this guy is completely unscripted. He points over to Sebastian Gorka in the audience. First of all, he invited Sebastian Gorka to this select audience of 200 to 300 people. Then he finds him, he spots him in the audience, and he says, "There's my buddy." I forget the exact words, and I don't have the clip for you. I should have it. It's on the Trump Twitter account. You can go find it. But he says, there's my guy. There's my buddy, Sebastian Gorka. So something happened, didn't it? People were trying to destroy the Trump administration in 2017. They were creating divisions. They were putting wedges between the president and various people. They were spreading rumors. They were leaking. They were lying. The fake news media was trying to disrupt Donald Trump's White House. They put Steve Bannon on the front page, the cover of Time magazine, and proclaimed that he was the brain of the White House. Well, that was Steve Bannon's ticket out of the White House. Then there were people who did interviews with Steve Bannon, which he said some, he may or may not have said some things about people around Trump, including his own family. And we don't know whether he had even really said these things. But this enemy communist guy publishes this book. So that sowed discord. That ended Bannon's career in the White House and also Gorka's. But notice there is redemption. Trump is a genius. He has learned. He has weathered these things. So he points out Gorka yesterday, and he says, "He's my buddy." And he says, "How's your radio show doing? I hear it's really good." And then Gorka stands up and, you know, modestly acknowledges that praise from the president. But what the president did right there is he re-elevated Sebastian Gorka. He realized, you know what? These people tricked me into letting Gorka go, just as they tricked him into letting Bannon go. And this was bringing Gorka back into the spotlight as the hero that he's always been. And that the president is acknowledging, hey, I realize this guy is great. And so that's the kind of great thing we're getting from the president. And he introduced another guy, Kevin McCarthy, the House Minority Leader. He would be Speaker if Pelosi hadn't been able to win a majority in the House because of Paul Ryan's perfidy. Kevin McCarthy was Ryan's assistant. And Trump didn't know whether to, you know, is McCarthy a Trump man or a Ryan man? That was open to question. And so Trump, this is a wonderful moment. I've heard some great moments from Kevin McCarthy on TV where he sounds like he's really got it. He is really in line there. He's on the Trump train. So the president pointed to McCarthy yesterday, and he said, "Well, and here's McCarthy. He's with me, right?" There was just that perfect inflection there where he put in, "McCarthy is with me, right?" And that little one word, "right," was the president's way of saying, "Well, I think you've got it. I think you've got it. I hope you've got it." And what that illustrates, Gorka, we know, has always been a patriot. He was, in 1998, Sebastian Gorka was an advisor to Viktor Orban in Hungary. We've learned subsequently, all of us have learned, that Viktor Orban is a Donald Trump populist, nationalist, great man leader in Hungary. Gorka goes way back. Gorka probably got it before Trump got it in 98. It's a long time ago. So the president was saying, well, I guess what here's the point is others can learn. McCarthy, as somebody who's gotten on the Trump train, really wasn't probably on the Trump train when he was working for Paul Ryan. In other words, people learn. And so the president is recruiting a movement with some long-term people like Gorka, who've always been in the movement, people like McCarthy, who new arrivals, converts, you might say. So it's a wonderful thing, what happened yesterday. Let's go to the phone calls here, Dr. Kelly, and then we'll go to Richard in Austin and Ken in Fort Worth. Dr. Kelly, what's on your mind?
I just want to wish everybody a safe trip home as they massively exodus this weekend. And you have the right to pack your belongings and return to wherever you came from, south of our border, north of our border, from the East Coast, from the West Coast. And
You're referring to
Manara.
Adios. Yes, you're referring to the ICE internal enforcement roundup that may occur on Saturday or Sunday, more likely. And you know, I heard Congressman Scalise talking about this. Was it Scalise? But anyway, I heard it today, where it was. It wasn't Scalise, was it? But anyway, it was one of the Patriots, one of our guys, was making the point that there are 22 million, according to MIT, which did a study of how many people are in the country illegally. They came up with not the 11 million number that is bandied about for no particular reason. We've been hearing the same 11 million number for like 15 years. No, it's 22 million, says MIT. I think Stanford also did a study that says 22 million people, at least, illegally in the country. And so this Patriot today on TV, on Fox, was saying, look, if you round up, even if you rounded up a million, that's only 5%, less than 5% of the illegals in the country, and they'll be replaced in a year with another million. In 6 months, they'll be replaced with another million illegals. So the point that this Patriot was making is that, I hear you, Dr. Kelly, and I hope some roundups begin. But the situation is so dire with that many people illegally in the country. And you could make the analogy to a ship. You know, if you're an officer on the Titanic and, you look at the situation, the holds that are filling up and the holes in the ship, and you realize, okay, this much water is coming into the ship this fast, and the ship is built this way. You know those, all three of those data points as an officer on the ship, you realize, you know what? This piece of steel is going to be at the bottom of the Atlantic in 30 minutes. And that's the situation we're in. The number of people coming in, the water coming into the hole, which is the open borders, and the way our ship is built, we're going to the bottom. And so Donald Trump, he's doing everything he can. We've got to do everything we can. His movement will survive, even if the Titanic goes down, even if America, as we, Dr. Kelly, and you and I and our other callers grew up in and have known it, even if that goes down, something else is going to rise up. And that will be the movement that Trump is creating. We will survive. We will, Dr. Kelly, you and I and the rest of us will, we'll all stay in touch with each other and we will survive. Now, the ship may stay afloat. It's possible that Donald Trump and the rest of us may act fast enough and furiously enough that we may actually keep the ship afloat. And the America we grew up in may survive. But anyway, I'm I'm going on and on too much about this. But Dr. Kelly, thank you very much for your thought. Any other thought as we, you know, this is our last weekday show, Dr. Kelly. So I'm going to miss you on the weekday call board, but I know I'll see you on Sunday.
Yeah, and I'm going to be calling out tomorrow on my show on the grand jury reawakening some of those enablers, those aiders, and those abettors that would actually teach criminals how to usurp our rights and authority in trying to exercise their fake constitutional pretended rights to stay here. And so,
yes.
Sayonara, adios, go home and take your belongings with you.
Yeah.
And it,
yeah.
Enjoy the trip.
Yeah.
See you next
week. Well, thank you, Dr. Kelly, for everything. Let's go to Richard in Austin. Richard, what's on your mind?
Oh, yeah, I'll be real quick. I'm delivering pieces again. Yeah, there's a guy named Roger Revelle. He's the one who created the entire myth about global warming, and he was Al Gore's mentor. He's the one that had his government contracts were going to expire, so he got desperate. So he created, him and his other minions, created this whole myth about global warming, and that's the end-all, be-all to destroy that whole argument. This guy was going to be the greatest murderer in history because we know what global warming was going to play out to be in the end. Poverty for, you know, no growing crops, nobody, none of these third world countries being able to elevate out of their third world condition. So at the end of his life, he decided to go public and admit that it was all a hoax. I'm talking about Roger Revelle. And he was,
yes, I'm looking him up as you speak. He died, he was born in 1909 in Seattle and died in San Diego in 1991 at the age of 82. He was among the early advocates of man-made global warming. And there you go.
Well, he's the one that actually created the whole myth, and then he just, you know, grew that story out of his ilk. They just kept it going. But he fell on his sword. They even created a Roger Revelle Award. That's how he was so esteemed in that. So anyway, Al Gore was one of his students, and he was a D student, by the way. And ever since then, Al Gore is the first billionaire. What do you call that? When they sell the carbon credits. So Al Gore has really exploited this whole myth. But if everybody who's listening would look up Roger Revelle like you just did, that's the best way to destroy the entire myth. There's other scientists like Don Easterbrook who has put forth more information than probably anybody put together to destroy the myth. But then it becomes scientists versus scientists. So, you know, that never works, Harley, because then they just put forward another science. But when the guy who actually created the myth, Roger Revelle, he even went to the Bohemian Grove and pleaded with them to stop with perpetrating this myth. And he even wrote senators. So people can look all this up, too. And I got to go. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate everything you do.
Thank you, Richard. Thank you. We'll see you on Sunday. We have John in Missouri has added himself to the queue here. You're next, John, after Ken in Fort Worth. Ken, what's on your mind?
Hey, I'm trying to think of the guy. The guy you're just talking about,
Roger Revelle.
No. The guy that was working with Trump in his office and got
Sebastian Gorka. Sebastian Gorka.
No, I have to tell you what. I don't know who this Gorka guy is. Is he in the United States?
Yes, and he is an American citizen now, and he is. You see him all over TV. He's got his own radio show, and he is a giant. He is a giant in the Patriot cause. Let me tell you. I'll give you a little anecdote here. At the social media summit, that was followed immediately in the Rose Garden by an announcement from the president on how he is going to, I didn't close the circle on this, he has figured out brilliantly that he can find out who the un-American, the non-American citizens, the non-citizens are in America with the databases that he already should have command of as president of the United States. So he gave an order with Bill Barr at his side, he gave an order to every department, every agency, every single person under his authority, you will cough up your databases on who is a citizen and who is not in America. Because what he realized, this is a flash of genius, he's going to get better answers on the databases that the federal government already has. For instance, the Social Security database. And he's demanding that. So that is...
Who was the guy that you're just talking about that Trump fired? It worked for Breitbart News. What's his name?
Steve Bannon and Sebastian.
Hey, Steve Bannon was a naval officer.
Yes, he was. And a great hero. He was a hero. Anyway, we'll be right back. Stay tuned, folks.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Wish a buck was still silver. It was back when the country was strong. Back before Elvis and before the Vietnam War came along. Before the Beatles and yesterday. When a man could still work, still would.
We're back, folks. And we've got John in Missouri coming up. And another John in Little Rock coming up. The calling board's lighting up here. Ken in Fort Worth, are you still there? He's gone. So let's go to Big and Bad John in Missouri. John, the man who correctly identified Trump as the first real American president. Go ahead, John. What's on your mind?
James, I just turned it on, and you're not going to be on during the weekday anymore. Is that what you said?
Yep, I'm departing from the radio Monday through Friday, these shows that you listen to. I hope your schedule allows you to listen from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern on Sundays. Are you going to be able to be in the audience on Sundays?
Sometimes.
Okay, well,
I'm busy. I got a farm here. And I very much enjoyed you, James. There's not a lot of people that like Donald as much as you and I seem to. Because all I do is think about what this country would be like if he hadn't a run.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'll tell you in terms of how many people really, you know, appreciate Donald Trump. I think, you know, among the sort of the, people, there are actually a lot of people more like you, John, than me. Because I'm one of these know-it-all, you know, radio, internet guys who, you know, has been full of opinions, for years and so on. And I don't think our group of people like me have gotten Trump as much as normal people. I think normal people who aren't, you know, full of opinions on the internet and on radio, I think they've done a better job of grasping. Of appreciating who Donald Trump is, and I would say this, John, to make you feel glad about the whole thing. When you go to a Trump rally, folks, and you haven't been there, you have to go to appreciate this. The love these people, you know, you can say, well, Kelso's a Trump groupie, folks. I'm nothing compared to the love that you feel at a Trump rally coming from tens of thousands of people who are just like you. These are, you know, these are solid middle America with their children and their wives and husbands, and they're there and they're camped out and they've been standing in line, standing in the rain. Those people that showed up for Donald Trump's salute to America on the 4th of July, Independence Day, they were standing in the rain, folks. If you watched the video, you couldn't tell because, among other things, they didn't even raise umbrellas. They're in love with Donald Trump. They're not going to raise an umbrella and block anybody's view of this man that they love so much. So they just stood bareheaded in the rain. Think about it, folks. Stay with me,
James,
John. We've got more time.
You're almost done.
Oh, we're almost done.
James,
go ahead.
All I want to say, thank you for what you've done. I found a friend in wherever you are, North Dakota, and best of luck to you, my friend.
Okay, and you know, call me. I put my phone number out, and I'll see you on Sundays. I'm not going to disappear.
All right.
I'll just be here less often.
All right, thank you.
All right, buddy. See you. See you Sunday. So long, everybody, and thank you to everybody. See you Sunday.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
This is RBN, The Republic Broadcasting Network.